Wait. I didn't vote for him. Did you?
Not me! Did you?
Don't look at me. I didn't vote for him.
A brilliant, witty production, Casey Stanfield, the musical, leaves its audience in stitches.
The Music City Theater Company presents this 50-minute musical that includes sharp dialogue and musical parodies about the legislation and public faux pas of its main political character, Casey Stanfield. Chad Webb, who plays Stanfield, stands on the Nashville stage in front of the state flag in his black suit and bright orange tie.
And as far as that bullying thing is concerned, that's the biggest lark out there.
Before the curtain went up, Webb talked about what he did as an actor to get into Stanfield's head to prepare for the part.
I just don't understand him. So I kind of wanted to dive into his mind and sort of understand, you know, what drives a person to try to pass legislation so crazy.
The music mimics Webb's thoughts about his character with its lyrics written by Michael McFadden, Mark Beale, and Bradley Moore. The show's writers also use several of the musical numbers to explore what they believe motivates Stanfield.
Oh, Sheriff of Knoxville, won't you leave us for good?
The musical numbers include all genres of music, from vaudeville to rap. Several songs are twist on well-known tunes. The Tennessee Fights on Rocky Top and even Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All become the parodies Carrot Top and The Dumbest Man of All. But it's not just the songs that provide the hilarity. In between numbers, four other characters give their own takes on Stanfield's political career in the Tennessee General Assembly.
You hate gay people. Your comments have gone from controversial to stupid to dangerous.
They discuss behavior that caused the police to kick him out of public events, his Don't Say Gay bill, and his more recent Merry Christmas bill, which went into effect July 1. This hilarious and creative production runs again this Thursday through Sunday at Vibe Entertainment Complex. The Music City Theater Company will have another showing August 7th, the day voters head to the polls for the Republican primary.
If re-elected in November, the real Senator Canfield might very well provide more material for Casey Stanfield, the sequel. For WMOT News, I'm Emily West.
Please spare us from it.